Hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific, strong, healthy day today, as always. And thank you again for supporting Health Masters and making us your number one stop and shop for all your health and supplement needs. We're here to help you guys out the best we possibly can. So be sure to also follow us on Instagram at @team_HealthMasters. That's our new page we've been putting together over the last month, really trying to get a lot of content on there, a lot of updates, a lot of specials, a lot of sales, and again, also kind of getting a community together where people can follow and look at other platforms as far as getting information out there. So be sure to check that out and follow us and like us and go on there at @team_HealthMasters at Instagram. And one thing that I was pulling up today is, excuse me one second here, I'm trying to pull this up. I saw an article here earlier that was going into detail about the U.S. inflation. And so it's interesting now. They're saying that the U.S. inflation is hotter than expected for its fourth straight month. The CPI came out, and they're saying now that essentially it's at 3.5 last month, up from 3.2. So even with the insane interest rates, what they've been trying to do to slow everything down, the inflation rate is still going up. Surprise, surprise. This was something we warned about back in 2020 when the Fed and all the other cronies dumped $7 trillion into the market. And just, I mean, spiked the price of everything through the roof, and we're still feeling those effects right now. And so, again, just something everybody's looking at, everybody's dealing with. That's why you're starting to see gold go through the roof. I mean, gold was pushing almost $2,400 an ounce last night. I saw that over on overnights.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing about gold is, it should be $20,000 an ounce.
Oh, it's massively undervalued for what it is right now.
Folks need to remember, when we first did the 2008 crises, the total M1 money supply, money in circulation in the entire world for the U.S. dollar was about $800 billion. It was less than $1 trillion in printing. Now there's trillions and trillions in there. So, I mean, if gold was selling for 1,000 an ounce back then, and we've increased the money supply by 20-fold, gold should be 20,000 an ounce based on the money supply. And so when you have derivative exposure to the point that we did with quadrillions of dollars, there simply wasn't enough money in circulation to cover the spread. And so that's why they had to hyperinflate the currency back then and why they've hyperinflated it now. That's why they kept the interest rates down so low to print more and more and more money, more and more borrowing for the past 15 years. Now they start to heat up the economy. Food prices have doubled under Biden. Like you said, $7 trillion, that's a lot of zeros got dumped into the economy.
A lot of zeros.
Mainly the big banks got the money. We the humans, the peasants. There's a reason I said that. I'm going to cover it in a second with CERN. This is a non-human intervention. This is what this is. This is bad, all right? We've talked about it before in Angel Wars. By the way, just to add insult to injury, this is just crazy. Jewish leaders, Daily Mail now, this is not some kind of, whatever. This is a good source, sort of, sometimes. Jewish leaders call for new editions of the Bible and the Quran to carry trigger warnings highlighting anti-Semitic passages. I don't know what to say about this, but this is crazy. No, I'm sure it's got so you'll know that I'm not making this stuff up. I don't make up anything. There we go. See it. And no more comments on my cracked screen, please. And I'm getting a new cover for it. It's a blue filter. A catalog of policies to combat anti-Semitism includes numerous suggestions. In other words, we're going to rewrite the Bible. It's produced after a conference organized by the European Jewish Congress. Okay, the conference discussed anti-Semitism online in its various texts. Leaders met earlier this week in Vienna. It's a beautiful city, by the way, to discuss the new policy suggestions. Jewish leaders are calling for new editions of the Bible and the Quran to carry warning messages. Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Going to highlight anti-Semitic passages. So now they're saying that the Bible that was the written word of God inspired by the Holy Spirit is anti-Semitic. But, here's the deal here. Let's stop here. Let's notch it back a little bit. Yesterday, Tucker Carlson interviewed her 2 days ago. A Lutheran evangelical pastor in Gaza. I watched the entire interview. We've posted it. You guys need to see it. And the Lutheran evangelical pastor is saying that the Jewish leaders in Israel, especially in Jerusalem, routinely spit on the Christians when they walk by, and that Christianity is not a recognized religion in Jerusalem or in Israel. So if you get married as a Christian, you're not recognized as being truly married. Oh, you need to listen to this. And this is on Tucker Carlson last night. So I got to give Tucker Carlson kudos for having actually pushed this out. And he got it right. And his Lutheran evangelical pastor was telling the truth about how the people are being slaughtered in Gaza and it's genocide and how the Christian churches in America have ignored it. So I pretty much guess that when they start putting warning labels on scripture, that the evangelicals are going to say, it's okay.
Does that mean we can put warning labels on the Babylonian tablet?
Yeah, we need to, about how, how the Virgin Mary was a whore and how
sacrificed. Isn't it always funny how you always end up with one group that gets to dictate what all other groups can and can't say and can and can't think and can and can't look at and can and can't read? It's always that one group.
You know, well, this is Daily Mail. This is Daily Mail is making national news. And it says, the document reads, translations of the New Testament and the Quran and other Christian or Muslim literatures need marginal glosses. In other words, they need to change it based upon what they want. And introductions that emphasize continuity with the Jewish heritage of both Christianity and Islam and warn readers about anti-Semitic passages in them. I don't know what to say about this. I guess human beings and Christians can't decide on what they want to believe based on the word of God, so they've got to be told what they can and can't believe. And here's a newsflash. Jesus was raised Jewish. Jesus was the exact image of the Most High God. Just thought I'd mention that. You know, he was raised Jewish. He was not the seed of Joseph. He was not the egg of Mary. Now, don't send me letters, because had he been either of those things, he could have not been in the exact representation of God Almighty. So this is what the book of Hebrews says. If you want to argue that, it's been argued for thousands of years, go argue it with somebody else. Jesus was basically God and in an infant form. And once he had been made perfect and he realized who he was, he became, you know, he came to who he was as far as being a sacrifice for us. That's how much God loves us. I cover this in depth in Angel Wars. So always remember who Christ is. He's neither Jewish nor Muslim or anything. He's the founder and the foundation of our Christian faith. That's who he is, because he's God. So, you know, don't give me letters. By the way, Donald Trump came out with a new tweet, and I've got to cover it, and I don't really want to, because I get a lot of heat from you guys when I talk about Trump. You know, I'm just going to read it directly what it says. The pandemic, this is his own tweet, the pandemic on his Truth Social, the pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer, turning setback into comeback. You're welcome, Joe. 9-month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you.
That's actually an actual tweet he put out.
And, you know, and now the Daily Mail and all these other companies are coming out and saying that this was an absolute thing from the Wuhan viral thing, working with the United States to create the COVID virus. And Donald Trump apparently doesn't read much besides what he's been given. And so he's not realizing what's happening. 15 U.S. agencies, according to Zero Hedge here, knew the Wuhan lab was trying to create a coronavirus like 19. While a massive body of evidence exists on the origins of COVID-19, Senator Rand Paul is conducting his own investigations into the matter. In a Tuesday op-ed, Paul writes that the government officials from 15 federal agencies knew in 2018 that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was trying to create a coronavirus like COVID-19. These officials knew that the Chinese lab was proposing to create a COVID-19 virus, and not one of these officials revealed this scheme to the public. In fact, not 15 agencies with knowledge of this project have continuously refused to release any information concerning this alarming and dangerous research. Remember, this was under Donald Trump's watch. He was president. Government officials representing at least 15 federal agencies were briefed on a project proposed by Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance and the Wuhan Institute of Virology, Rand Paul. So, you know, here we have a situation where we have a former president of the United States, which is the Republican nominee for basically president of the United States again, is basically complicit, in my opinion. Oh, gosh, don't send me letters. And what was going on? Now, a lot of people say, well, he was ignorant, he didn't know, and he's not a scientist. Guys, there's so much stuff here about this now that it's unbelievable how much is being known. And then now another article also covered this the other day. COVID vaccine's efficacy was an illusion. 39 studies of the COVID vaccine were completely and totally manipulated.
There you go.
It says it is recognized that many studies reporting the high efficacy of COVID-19 suffer from various selection biases. Systematic review identified 39 studies that suffer from one particular and serious form of bias called miscategorization bias, whereby study participants who have been vaccinated or categorized as unvaccinated up to and some arbitrarily defined time after the vaccination occurred. I mean, this thing was a whole setup to put a bioweapon into the bloodstream of the population of the United States. You got to just think through all of this stuff. And then one more thing I want to cover here, which is really, really interesting, is now they're talking about CERN and the multidimensional universe that we live in that I have covered in detail for the past 6 years on this show. Harvard professor claims that the UFOs could have traveled to Earth via extra dimensions, and that the CERN scientists are trying to unlock. The U.S. government has yet to unravel the mysteries of the sightings of the UFOs soaring through our skies. A.V. Loeb, known for his efforts to prove that we are not alone, has claimed that extraterrestrial visitors are traveling through hidden dimensions created by researchers at the CERN Particle Accelerator. Whoa. The accelerator, the Large Hadron Collider outside of Geneva, blasts particles are nearly the speed of light to recreate conditions of the Big Bang and how the universe was formed. We talked about this in depth yesterday. Speaking in a new documentary, Loeb said that the alien civilizations may have been developing multi-dimensional hopping technology for centuries. The physicists also noted that extraterrestrials are using theoretical quantum gravity engineering to travel through curled dimensions that humans can only detect in particle accelerators such as CERN. Now, what they're also doing at CERN is they're opening up gateways to allow entities to come into our dimension. I've talked about this in depth. And we've talked about the yin and the yang of matter and antimatter. I did a whole show on that, you know, on the space fence with Freeland. And so all of this stuff is about trying to find, quote unquote, the God particle. I personally believe what they're trying to do is to allow a pathway for these entities to come back and forth freely and unmolested on their way to, quote you, Austin. I know, I'm sorry to make a joke of that, but this is a nightmare. And so we have all of these people now have these sleep paralysis things that are being attacked by these entities on other sides of the veil and all of the rest. We covered that a few weeks ago. Guys, this is why we have to keep our hearts and minds in Christ. This is why we have to pray every day. If you have a wife, if you have a girlfriend, if you have a husband, if you have a boyfriend, if you have somebody that you're special with, that you love with all of your heart, you know, well, not like Jesus or God that you love with all of your heart, but with a lot of your heart, you need to realize that you need to be praying with this individual all the time. Remember, 50%, 60% of all marriages, including Christian marriages, end up in divorce unless they pray together. And then it's like 1% end up in divorce. Prayer is so very, very important because it's the tie that binds the faith of Jesus and the blood of the covenant that sanctified us. When we pray, we become vulnerable before God and the person that we're with, and we're telling God and asking God and talking to our spouse or our girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, that who we are and what we are and what we believe. Really, really important, especially as we get closer and closer to the end times. CERN has been reopened now. They're cranking that sucker back up again with more power, more voltage. Now they're building a bigger one, which is real nice. They're doing everything they possibly can for a multi-dimensional open gateway that they can control. Now, I've heard all kinds of crazy stuff. Now, this is the same place that has that goddess Shiva, that goddess destruction out in front of it, in CERN. It's the same place. It's the same place where we talk about it. We joked about it. It's not funny, but we joked about it anyhow. I guess it's kind of a little bit of a shot of Freud, I guess. I don't know what this is with me and Austin sometimes, but this is what it is, I guess. I don't know. Is that they had a human sacrifice, quote, mock human sacrifice, out in front of the goddess Shiva. I mean, this is some weird stuff, guys.
Look it up. I've already brought it up on the show before.
And we've talked about it before. The sad part about all of this stuff is that we're not making this stuff up. It's real. The real sad part about it is that very few people want to talk about it. And let's not talk about the Gothard Tunnel opening when it was a full druidic worship and sacrificial ceremony walking through the streets over there in Switzerland as they were parading around, you know, doing mock human sacrifice during that also. These entities that run the planet are getting more and more brazen as they come out because they want to have it like it was in Genesis 6, which is exactly what Jesus said, where every thought was evil all the time. They want to have open human sacrifices again, like, you know, people being crucified on crosses. They enjoy that kind of stuff because they get energy and they feed off of it. So, guys, listen to me. It's really, really important that you understand these psychopaths who run the planet are really, really, really messed up beyond belief. In fact, now Ukraine has been shown. I'm going to turn it over to Austin after this. But the Ukraine has now transformed itself as one of the most corrupt nations in the world before the war to a paradise of basically drug lords and gangsters. While the past few decades, Ukraine has been considered a paradise by drug lords and gangsters, with a list of substances flowing to and from many countries, including Afghanistan. For the last 2 years, the situation has further worsened as the country is now not only playing the role of hub of drug weapon, we talked about this, and human trafficking, has also become a harboring and exporting terrorism with neighboring nations beyond. Production and trafficking of illicit drugs, such as synthetic narcotics, have been booking in Ukraine for years. While it is well documented, the Taliban, the Islamic State, and Al-Qaeda are heavily dependent on production and trafficking of drugs, where these outfits consider Ukraine as the most convenient place because of its incredible corruption. Don't forget that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were both involved in these paybacks and payoffs to Ukraine. it's incredible how we have a country now that our top leadership, and I'm not including Hunter Biden, he's a pervert, but Joe Biden, who's a figurehead for the presidency of the United States, has these ties to Ukraine, and yet nobody wants to talk about it in depth, except for maybe us and a few people like Tucker Carlson every once in a while. And again, I'm going to step back for 1 second. My kudos to Tucker Carlson for having that Lutheran pastor on who told the truth. You guys need to go to the website and look it up. Now, one more thing, a little more on a somber note. Doug Hagman came out yesterday and released a statement and put it on YouTube that his daughter has passed away. It's not Eric the Tech's wife. It's another daughter. The circumstances around it are a bit, you know, unsure and unclear, so Doug can't make any comments on what happened. But I'm going to ask you guys to do me a favor. I don't ask you this very often. You know, this is going to be expensive. This lady has died with 3 children that she's still required to take care of. I ask that you all just go ahead and donate something to Doug. Go to his website. Give him some money. If that's not clear enough, when I say donate, I don't want you to donate time. I want you to donate money. You've never heard me say that before because it's that important. I mean, everybody listening to this show today gives a dollar. A dollar? Go to Doug and give him if you give him more, give more. We need to help him to cover the funeral expenses. And somebody's going to have to take care of these kids. And so it's really, really, really important that we as patriots support one another. When I ask you to send flowers to my wife for the funeral, you guys overwhelmed us. I need you to kind of do that with Doug again and help him a lot. Because if we, you know, we have over 100,000 people a day listening to the show. And that's by individuals, not to mention how many people are in a room listening to it. So if everybody gives a few dollars today, we can cover Doug's expenses. He has not asked me to do this. I've not even spoken to Doug about this. I don't want to call him up because I don't, to be honest with you, I don't really know what to say. I've given him my condolences. I've sent that via text. But pray for Doug. Pray for his family. Joe died 5 years ago, about the same month or so, and now his other daughter has died. And so I posted his statement, you know, on the website so you can see it. But go to his website, Hagman & Hagman. Make sure you go to the real website.
The Hagman Report.
Hagman Report. And make a donation to him. I mean, if everybody, like I said, a dollar will cover all of the expenses. Please do so. I'm asking you to. Boston, what do you think? What's your next story?
You're 100% right. And again, you know, I spoke to Doug yesterday as well. My condolences to the family. It's never fun when this happens and you got to deal with it. And again, thank you for supporting him. He's been a great guy. I've known him for years. I'm on his show regularly.
He's a great friend.
I was just on his show on Friday last week. And we had a great show together. So again, thank you for supporting him on that because I know this is a rough time for him and the family. Also, too, another interesting note, switching gears on this, you know, going back to what Dad was talking about with Ukraine now, it's ironic because there's still, I've still run into some of these people that are still so gung-ho about this Ukraine support when we're watching literally this country turn into the biggest weapon trafficking scheme we've ever witnessed in history.
Yep.
And I told you guys, one of my really good friends, he's retired. Ranger, used to work with GRS. If you guys don't know what GRS is, that's Global Response Staff. They're the contractors to work with the CIA. GRS were the same guys in the movies 13 Hours. He did multiple contracts with GRS. This guy, his background, his pedigree is immense as far as with his gunfighting. And what's interesting, he told me when this happened in Ukraine, back 2-3 months after everything happened, and he started seeing the weapon contracts, and the outflow coming through. He said, "There literally, it appears that the weapons are being sent to Ukraine as a giant weapon trafficking scheme." He said, "But we'll find out more later on." About 6 months later, I talked to him in person, went training with him, and he said, 100%. He goes, "These weapons are going through Ukraine. They're going through the Black Sea. They're going through Istanbul and Turkey, and they're going back down to Europe or going back down to Africa and through Yemen," which, blindly enough, we found out later on, Yemen's got all these weapon platforms now that suddenly they got a hold of. And you've seen this whole theater show that's been going on now with Yemen and the Middle East and so forth. The thing about it is the United States is the largest weapon trafficking country in the entire world.
Exporting.
Period. We traffic weapons everywhere. You can watch the movie Lord of War. It's a graphic movie. I don't recommend it for kids, but it's a true story based on a true story, lightly based on a true story about how the United States government is complicit in pretty much all of the major weapon trafficking. That's what it is. It's just a fact. And the irony about it is when you see a lot of stuff and you hear about it and you actually talk to people that are involved in it, and then you hear certain individuals like bumbling buffoon Biden and other clowns that literally have the audacity to tell the American population, law-abiding citizens that have never gotten in trouble one time in their life, that literally follow the rule of law, tell them that they shouldn't be able to have an AR-15. They shouldn't be able to have a handgun that carries over 10 rounds in a magazine because, well, you're not trustworthy enough. we, the government, we're trustworthy enough because we constantly send, you know, 50,000 M249 Sauls to Ukraine because, well, it's science. You know, we're sending another 13,000 Javelin missiles to Ukraine because, well, it's science. Again, whole thing's theater. Believe nothing they say. We're dealing with a rogue government, unfortunately. Take that for what it is. Also, too, in other news, this is a weird topic, but again, shows you again what's really happening with this. It's an industry now, as sad as it is, as far as with this transgender world that's pushing an industry. The Mayo Clinic, the Mayo Clinic study on damage from puberty blockers, in their study included a transgender two-year-old. I'm not joking. This is a bit disturbing. The puberty blockers have devastating effects on adolescent boys' bodies, infertility, and some boys even begin gender transitioning as young as 2 years old, according to a shocking new study from the Mayo Clinic. This is disturbing, to say the least. The study basically goes into the long-lasting consequences and catastrophic effects, but it's also shown how gender ideology continues to be pushed on children at a younger and younger age, including a two-year-old who claimed it had gender dysphoria. Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. 2 years old? They're barely having complete sentences at 2 years old. 2 years old? They said the average age at the time of gender transition is around eight. Eight is what they're talking about now. The study included six gender dysphoric males who took puberty blockers and basically were treated. Oh, my gosh. I'm not even going into detail on some of this stuff. I'll put it on the website. You can read it. I'm about to get in a really, really bad mood. And what's crazy about this, I'm serious. This is disturbing, dude. I haven't even read through this whole article. The more I read through it, it goes in here, talks about the psychological and physical harm of these transgender procedures with cross-sex hormones that are permanent when you start putting young boys on estrogen at single-digit ages and what it does to them and essentially castrates them for the rest of their life. I'm not going to get any more in this article because it's really putting me really in a foul mood. But when you start talking about doing gender transitions to a two-year-old, who signed off on that? That's the million-dollar question, Dad. Who the heck signed off on a two-year-old going on gender transition drugs at 2 years old? What in the world would even make that remotely legitimate?
Some parent who basically was brainwashed while they were in a theta brainwave state by the teachings of the Frankfurt School coming out of Germany in 1933, coming to Columbia University, teaching cultural Marxism and the dissolution of the nuclear family like they did in Russia and the destruction of Christianity and concrete rational thought to only accept the lie of the state in order to create a hermaphroditic species that's closer to their god, Ein Sof. They basically have been brainwashed to believe that they can take a two-year-old now who thinks he's a boy or thinks he's a girl. Two-year-olds can't even talk.
Dude, they don't even have any type of reasoning skills.
But dexterity. But isn't that the best time to go ahead and change them if you can? Because at that point in time, they don't even have the hormones to create the male or female physical characteristics at that point. So let's go ahead and completely sterilize that child. And see, it's all about the group of people that run the planet. Remember, these entities that run this planet, and we cover this in depth in Angel Wars. I always try to mention Angel Wars at least once every show. You guys need to go back and watch that and listen to that series. The entities that run the planet, they're angry because they were not created in God's image. That's number one. Number two, they don't have souls like we have because we are created in God's image. That really ticks them off. So number one, they're jealous of you and then they hate you on top of everything else and they want to be you on top of everything else. And if they can't be you, they've got to change you. This is the problem that I have with these other alt media talk shows, so many of them, who don't discuss this, who don't talk about the transgender issue because it's such a hot button, who don't talk about why they're doing it and who's doing it. They believe that their god is a hermaphrodite, and the closest expression that a human could be would be to emulate their god who has both sexes. So a transgender is closer to their god than we are. I say that repeatedly on this show because it's the truth of what they believe. I've done entire shows on the Kabbalah and the Zohar and what they believe and who these people are. You guys can go back into the archives and pull them up. Every once in a while, I'll pull one of those shows up, then I'll play it for you guys so you get a primer as to where we are and why we are to this point. It's so important that you understand this. But the people that are doing this to two-year-olds, they've been brainwashed. That's the only thing that explains it. The liberal mindset is kind of like yesterday when I was talking about how an amoeba wants to be a human. You got to watch that show, all right? It's so stupid that it has no foundation of reasoning whatsoever. But they believe this stuff. They believe that no one should be armed. They believe that no one should eat meat, that no one should be able to have a car, that nobody should be able to fly. And the problem is the majority of these people don't work. They don't produce anything. They don't pay any bills. They don't pay any taxes. They don't do anything. They simply live on the goodness and the graciousness of other people who pay taxes.
And then give their stupid opinion.
And then they give their stupid opinions on it. And then they don't want to work. They're lazy as crap, most of them. And here's the thing, it's like Oprah Winfrey. She claims to be a billionaire, and I'm sure she probably is. And she says, we need to give all the money to these poor people. Why is she a billionaire worth $1,000 million or $2,000 million if she wants to give all her? No, she doesn't want to give the money away that she has. She wants to give your money away, my money away. Anybody listening to this show who works and has a job, she wants to take your money and give it to people who don't want to work. That's the liberal mindset. That's the same thing happened with Stalin in Russia and Lenin. The rich, the aristocracy, the majority of them that were in leadership positions in Russia, they never gave up their mansions. They never gave up their lifestyles. They took it from everybody else, and they tried to distribute it equally to the peasants who were unworthy. And if the peasants didn't want to listen, they killed between 50 and 100 million of them. They killed almost 50,000 Russian Orthodox priests. A lot of times they would burn the priests in the church with their parishioners alive, kill them all. Because they were basically trying to prove a point that you weren't going to have a god in Russia that wasn't the state. They want to make the state god. And that's a fake thing that they're doing, because they don't want the god to be a fake god who they want. They want their serpent god to be god. It's all a lie that people have bought into. Well, let's get off this topic. There's 12 surprising signs. This is a terrible segue, but I'm going to do it anyhow. 12 surprising signs you could be deficient in vitamins, from cracked lips to a low sex drive. You are what you eat, as the saying goes. So if you're not eating enough foods and taking enough supplements that nourish your body and give you the nutrients you need, then you're going to encounter a lot of problems with your health. It starts talking about cracked lips and, you know, chapped lips, and how it creates vitamin C deficiency. Now, some people could actually have an iron deficiency, and other people have an iodine deficiency because of the fat that they eat, and they need to be taking iodine supplements. Then it talks about low sex drive, and it says vitamin D3 is one of the primary vitamins that you have to have in order to maintain libido, which is interesting. I've not heard it from the spin before. So approximately 20% of the population in the UK have a vitamin D deficiency. It's not 20%. It's probably 90%. It's very little sun over there, as well as low libido. Other signs of low vitamin D include muscle, bone, and or joint pains, headache, fatigue, and pins and needles feelings in your hands and feet. I'm going to repeat those. As well as a low libido, other signs of a low vitamin D include muscle, bone, and or joint pains, headaches, fatigue, and pins and needles feelings in your hands and feet. Now, we have a really good vitamin D3, K2 product. You have to have K2 with large amounts of D3 to prevent the calcification of arteries. Very, very important. Remember that, because vitamin D likes to store calcium. You want to store it in your bones and not in your arteries.
Yes.
And then thinning hair, it talks about vitamin C deficiency. It talks about B-complex deficiency. It talks about vitamin the mineral zinc deficiency. It talks about biotin deficiencies with dandruff. Another thing with dandruff too is borage oil really helps that. Cod liver oil really, really helps that. And also you can take mineral salts. The silica salts really work well for that. You know, and it also says a lack of iron, folic acid, B9, B12, and or major B3 can be to blame for mouth ulcers and a sore tongue. This goes on to detail with this. And it says, and you can try black beans and avocado and trout, which I should recommend wild caught trout. Multivitamins like a powdered multiple and B vitamins can also safeguard your intake on these nutrients. Every single day I talk about this on the show, I realize how important supplements are. A lack of vitamin C can be the reason for painful bleeding gums. Yeah, that's really, 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 really important. Red greasy skin on the sides of the nose, a skin condition could be the reason behind a red sore greasy skin condition. And again, another B vitamin deficiency. White spots or nails or brittle nails, basically be a deficiency of zinc and or iron. And so they're telling you to take supplements. Now, with the iron supplements, you can do those, but you can also take blackstrap molasses. It works very well. And then it talks about vitamin. It talks about depression and how people have seasonal affective disorder. And it goes back to B vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin D3, and also magnesium. So all of this, and also with depression, cod liver oil and 5-HTP, 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan, I've seen it work really well to help stabilize all of that. And for why deficiencies might lead to depression, Hobson says a deficiency can lead to a decreased production of neurotransmitters. Just said it. Serotonin, dopamine, and GABA contributing to depression. B vitamins used to make energy to the body. So if you have less energy than you've tried, and more likely in a low mood. And remember, about 40% of the population cannot change their vitamin B if it's not methylated. They can't absorb it. So that's why all of our B vitamins are methylated. Now, insomnia, it says you can take melatonin, you can take magnesium to go back to sleep. And it's very important because there's hundreds of processes in the body. And it says low levels of magnesium can also cause aching joints, muscle spasms, fatigue, and a low appetite. So everything that we're telling you on the show, Daily Mail just covered in the 12 different types of signs that you could be deficient in vitamins, from cracked lips to a low sex drive, are the exact same things that we talk about as far as from a supplementation standpoint of the show on an ongoing basis. Every single morning, I get up in the morning, I tell you guys all the time, I take my iodine, I take my B-complex. I'm almost out of Purple Six, but they're supposed to be made this week.
They're actually getting packaged today.
Thank you. Thank God. We've had enough of this mess. I've been having to like ration them out. I'm almost out. And you don't want to see me on the show in the morning without Purple Sticks.
No, please don't.
If I drink coffee, I'm going to get elevated cortisol. I'll be all grumpy. You don't want me grumpy. So I'm out.
And then you don't sleep good.
Well, then you don't sleep good. So the Purple Sticks are on the way. So they're going to be really important. I also take, I take five of the vitamin C antioxidant every single morning. And I take some stuff for, I take adrenal support. I take all of these things first thing in the morning and when I get up out of bed. Because I realize that if I do that, I start my morning off with a multiple dose of different nutrients that my body and my brain needs to maintain health and energy. And it gets me up for the show really, really well. Now, Austin also does this too, and I do sometimes, is I'll take a scoop of the multiple powder in the morning with water, and that thing will boot you up quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's an incredible product. Because remember, there's no binding agents or flow agents in that powder. It just goes right directly into the system. Phenomenal.
And there's no restrictions as far as on nutrient density, because we're not capsulizing it. We're not putting in a capsule. That's one of the issues you run into when you capsulize products, is that you're restricted on how much you can put in. If you run like a double lot capsule, you can only get so much powder and so much raw ingredients into it. Whereas the multiple powder that we have, there's no restrictions on it. That's one of the reasons too why the Sleep Like a Baby kit works so good as far as with sleep. We were talking about you put that together.
That's the Total Rest.
Total Rest, the magnesium brain food, and the melatonin. Both the Total Rest and magnesium are in powder form. So you take one scoop of that. You start off with one scoop of each, magnesium and the Total Rest before bed, about an hour before bed, and take a melatonin before you go to bed. You usually crank out pretty good as far as with sleep on that.
I usually sleep right through the night. I usually sleep 6-7 hours. And what I do is I take Total Rest. I use that magnesium brain food all of the time. And right before I go to bed, around 11, 11:30, I take 3 melatonin and let them dissolve onto my tongue.
Yep.
And now for me personally, at my age, that works great. Now, when I was younger, I didn't need that much. But I take 3, and within 5 minutes, you're knocked out. I mean, you're out. You're gone.
Yeah.
And
sleep is so important. You know, I was reading this. I pulled up here. So there's another study, literally a study that just came out on April 9th, and it talked about how good night's sleep is more than just beauty sleep. They said adults suffering from chronic insomnia for at least a decade face significantly higher risk of conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, and depression. This just got posted as far as and published in the Psychosomatic Medicine, analyzed data from the midlife in the United States, a national sample of U.S. residents between 25 to 74. The data included information on the sleeping habits and chronic health conditions of approximately 3,700 individuals. Now, it's interesting about this. They had 4 different sleep patterns that people fell into. Good sleepers, people with optimal sleep across all dimensions. Insomnia sleepers, people suffering from clinical insomnia, short sleep durations, daytime exhaustion, rough place. Weekend catch-up sleepers, those who have irregular sleep during the week, but they have good long weekends where they basically can catch up. So if they're working like shift work during the week and on the weekends they have off, they catch up on all sleep. And then nappers, those who typically don't sleep very well, but they take frequent daytime naps. Now, here's what's crazy about this. The data revealed people with chronic insomnia were 72% more likely to develop cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and depression compared to good sleepers. And also, insomniac sleepers experienced chronic conditions of all health problems with a 28 to 81% increase. There's a variant range on there. The study found that being a napper was also related to an increased risk of diabetes and cancer. The researchers noted that essentially when individuals are napping, in most cases, they're not getting into REM sleep because it's a shorter time period. This is why getting sleep is so crucial. I've told you guys this for years. I've dealt with people and dealt with friends that have had issues with it, and customers where they're not sleeping well. They start having all types of mental issues. You start going into basically different types of psychosis. It's really bad. So you got to sleep, man. It's designed. Your body's designed to rest. It's designed. The body's designed to calm down, get cortisol down.
Turn off the Wi-Fi.
Turn off the Wi-Fi. I tell people that all the time. You would not be surprised how many people laugh at me. They laugh at me when I tell them that. They're having all these health problems. They're having all these sleep problems. They can't sleep. And I'm like, you try to turn off the Wi-Fi yet? I'm not turning off the Wi-Fi. What are you kidding me? I said, it's a switch. You just go, click, it's off. You know, it's a lot of really just rigorous activity to unplug it. You know, why don't you try it? Just a couple times. Humor me. Oh, you're so funny. It's not going to work. Okay, don't try it. You ask me for help. I give you my advice. Don't listen. Not my problem. I don't care anymore.
When I forget to turn off Wi-Fi, I wake up two or three times.
Absolutely. I've had it happen too. And that's the thing. And then people come back and they go, I turned my Wi-Fi off. I actually slept good the other night. I said, oh my gosh, are you serious? How did that happen? Well, you were right. I said, I know I was. I've dealt with this hundreds of times now. And again, and also too, there's a few other things with the sleep like a baby kit. That's an incredible formula. Another thing too, that also you got to make sure if you're trying to get adequate sleep is do not be drinking any type of stimulants or caffeines later on in the evening.
Really important.
That's a really important one. I know people that basically later on in the day, they want to go to the gym. Myself included in my 20s used to do this. You go get off work. You take pre-workouts at 6 o'clock at night. You got 200-300 milligrams of caffeine. That enters your bloodstream. You get a wicked good workout. You don't go to bed till 1 a.m. because you're exhausted. You can't sleep from the caffeine and the cortisol. Be very cautious of doing that. Another thing, too, is eating copious amounts of sugar at night. And a lot of times before bed, a lot of times people get the munchies and want to eat snacks. That right there will keep you up later than anything. You eat a bunch of ice cream, you eat a bunch of sugar, you eat a bunch of cookies, a bunch of candy.
Chocolate
right before you go to bed, you'll be shocked on how poor you sleep. Just giving a heads up. So there's multiple things you can do to try to make sure you're getting adequate sleep and getting good rest throughout the night to make sure your body's recovering, especially if you're training, you're exercising, if you're doing a lot of cardio, if you're working out. Your body needs additional rest to be able to rebuild the muscle tissue and continue to grow. That's absolutely crucial. And on top of that, you need overall health for your brain to be able to shut down and rest. And another one during the day, and it's interesting because I've seen people that have actually been able to that are B12 deficient, that have used B12 in high doses throughout the day, and they actually sleep better at night. There's a recent landmark study that showed that vitamin B12 supplementation slows the accelerated rate of brain shrinkage and declining cognitive function. Another study showed that older people with higher levels of B12 in their blood had bigger, healthier brains and scored higher on cognitive tests than individuals that didn't. The reason why is B12 is water-soluble. It doesn't stay in the bloodstream very long. It's needed for almost all functions in the body, especially with the brain. When the brain operates at optimal, you know, functioning during the day and it's working good and the brain's healthy and the brain's strong and it's nice and, you know, fluffy and it's good and healthy, it does fantastic. Well, what happens is when it does that throughout the day and it works properly, at night you have much better regulated sleep because melatonin naturally produced from your pineal gland is able to function better as far as production on it because your brain's not worn out and deficient in all these nutrients. Customers I've had repeatedly tell me that when they start on B12, they have better energy, they have better stamina, and in essence, they end up having better sleep at night. There's also two article here that ties into it. It says B12 is also needed for important neurotransmitter of serotonin, which regulates mood, sleep, and appetite. The study from the National Institute of Aging found women with low B12 levels were more than twice as likely to develop depression as women with normal B12 status. Many people find that B12 helps them get to a deep, rejuvenated sleep they need at night so they wake up feeling refreshed. This not only has a positive impact on your energy levels throughout the day, but affects your mood, your outlook, and removing that depression factor that's followed in. Another major benefit of having enough B12 in your body is reduced levels of toxic stress marker homocysteine. Not only does lowering homocysteine levels make you feel less stressed, studies have found that it also confers significant protection with your heart, bones, vision, and health. Homocysteine is known to damage the inside of blood vessels and arteries, making elevated homocysteine levels a serious risk factor for heart disease. B12 is crucial. That's why we have the sublingual B12 on the website.
B12, B6, and folic acid, all B vitamins.
Now, no, that's in the B complex formula. That formula he just talked about, and in the ultimate multiple powder. And if you're trying to get additional levels of B12, we also have it in the sublingual form, 5,000 micrograms per tablet, dissolves in your tongue, works great, tastes great. You'll be shocked on how much better you feel with it. But I want to go into detail that because you brought up the sleep. Sleep is crucial. A lot of nutrients your body needs to have proper sleep and have proper hormone function, and also, too, in order to maintain overall health in general. And that's why, too, like the D3 talked about, D3 is crucial for sex drive. It's crucial for hormone production. It's crucial for brain functioning. It's crucial for making sure it mitigates depression and overall health. That's why we had it on sale. I think it says Wednesday. It's still on sale for products of the week. I haven't changed it yet. I will change it later on this afternoon. The D3 is on sale for over 20% off. I think the thyroid support one, it looked like it's winning by a couple votes on there. So I'll switch that over to the thyroid support and do a big sale on that. If you guys have done the research, thyroid support, I've watched this product actually have people work with their doctor, and they're able to get off thyroxine and T3 and T4 drugs. Now, again, I'm not making any claims. at all, period. Zero claims. I'm telling you what customers told me while working with their doctor, while taking the thyroid support formula. This is a bovine-only formula. It's used from all bovine from Argentina. It works incredibly good for the thyroid. Really helps out with burning body fat as well, especially if you actually have already healthy thyroid. You start running this product while you're exercising, training, eating really clean. It'll burn body fat like nothing you've tried. So again, something to look at on there. It'll be on sale later on, so I'll talk about it more later on this week with the thyroid support. But be sure to check up and grab the D3 10,000 K2 because it will be on sale for the rest of the day right now. It's prior to the week.
Kombucha.
Kombucha?
Yeah.
What about kombucha?
Don't drink it at night.
Don't drink it. I haven't drunk kombucha in a long time.
It's healthy for you.
Yeah,
you know, but it contains that. Caffeine. They use green tea to make it. And so I made that mistake the other night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's true confession time with Ted.
All right, here we go. Get it out there.
Telling truth with Ted, TTT. you know me. I'm kind of like, if I'm in, I'm in. So I had this one particular big bottle of kombucha. It was like this big. And I thought, this is really good.
Half a gallon.
Well, I think it was the liter, a full liter.
You know, liter like kombucha.
It was that big liter.
What time did you drink it?
Oh, about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Oh,
and I drank it. I thought it was really good. So I've got one of those big Yetis, and so I poured into the Yeti, and I thought, okay. So I sat down at the lake, and you know, with a friend, and watched the sunset, and drank this big thing of kombucha. And I went up to the house, and there was still some left in the liter. I said, I can chug it. About 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting there, you know, singing.
Still thinking about life.
No, I'm actually singing "Amazing Grace," like how great thou art. Like, please let me go to sleep. And I thought to myself, I can't deal with this. Okay. Then I started doing the research on it. I started saying, this thing's all fermented from tea. And they don't give you the caffeine content, though. It's all variable.
No,
it's very secret based on how much fermentation takes place. And so, and also the other thing I've learned is you don't drink like a whole liter of water before you go to bed because you're going to be up all night using the bathroom.
That's true,
regardless of how good your prostate works, your kidneys are going to be flushing yourself through. So start cutting back on your water supply, you know, a couple, 2-3 hours before you eat. And then if you have a prostate issue, which I do not, because I take prostate support from Health Masters. We have three separate ones that work great, by the way. And sometimes you have to stack all three of them to figure out which one works the best for you if you've got real prostate issues, which that can be a real problem. Because if you're getting up all night using the bathroom, you know, it's not getting proper sleep either. It's not a good look. It's bad. Up and down all night.
I don't
do all that. By the way, scientists have cracked the cancer mystery in young people, have they? Experts think they've pinpointed bodily changes that are driving skyrocketing cancer rates in under 50s. Wow. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with early onset cancer? We want to hear your story. You can contact Daily Mail. Cases of these shot up by 30% in people over 50. Remember, we warned everybody about this with the COVID shot. Globally, Australia has seen the highest number of early onset cancer diagnoses in the world with a rate of 135 per 100,000 people now. Nearby New Zealand, which has the second highest rate of cancer with 119 cases of people under the age of 50, per 100,000 people. And now U.S. researchers have stumbled. You got to remember it's a stumble. They can't have done the research. They have stumbled upon a potential explanation. A new study by experts from Washington University in St. Louis, which is a good school, by the way. Dr. John Olney used to work there. He talked about aspartame a lot. Found that the generations with higher cancer rates have cells and tissues in their body that are old beyond their years. In other words, people born after 1965, age 59 or younger, may be biologically older than their chronological age. I have covered this with you guys in depth. People age at different rates. Just because you're 30 years old on the inside or on the outside on your chronological age doesn't mean your biological age is 30 years of age. It could be 50. It could be 60, depending on the choices that you made as a child and the choices that were put in front of you as a child. A good parent will not feed their kid junk food all the time. Every once in a while, whatever, they can go ahead and have something, you know, like, you know, but it's got to be healthy junk food, not with a bunch of red dyes and blue dyes in it. But don't be giving your kids junk all the time, because what you become at the age of 30 is dependent upon what you ate from the ages of 5 to 10 to 15 to 20.
Yep.
It's there's like a delay in this. And that's why they're saying that basically here it says faster aging may be due to more stressful lifestyles and poor mental health, obesity, sedentary lifestyles, junk food, and junk food consumption.
Yep.
For the study, researchers tracked the data from 150,000 people, and they looked at 9 blood-based markers and blood tests to work out each person's biological age, how old a person's cells and tissues are. The markers included albumin, a protein produced by the liver and important for keeping fluid from leaking out of the blood vessels, which reduces with age, and the average size of the red blood cells, which increase with age. When blood cells get larger, they are less able to divide and multiply, and they can't fit through the tiny blood vessels inside of the body as easily. Sometimes they have to fold themselves over. I'm going to post this article for you guys so you can read through it. But I'm telling you what, this whole thing, keeping these nutrients high, Now, I'm going to say something that's going to probably aggravate a few people here that watch the show on a regular basis. But when I was in high school, I remember I was taking supplements and I was working out. And I told a bunch of my friends, I said, well, I'm going to basically be in great shape my whole life. And they're like, oh, whatever. Everybody gets old. And I said, well, yeah, okay. And so when I was about 50, I did try aging once. A little bit sarcastic here. I didn't like it at all. It really bites. Just mention that. And so I realized that aging, a lot of it's a mental state. A lot of it's a physiological state based upon how much exercise you get, how much cardio you get. I got to talk about this in depth already this week, and how much, you know, stuff you're doing as far as stretching and getting out of the real world, even going on walks. And particularly, it really depends on nutrient density. If you only have, let me give you an example here. I'll make it real simple on one of the theories out there doing this. Let's say let's just use a number, because I don't know what the number is. Let's use a number. Let's pick 100. Let's say our cells can only divide 100 times and then we die, all right? If your cells are having to divide every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks or every 5 weeks or every 10 weeks based upon your nutrient consumption and the health of the cell, it greatly accelerates it based if your cell has to divide every 4 or 5 years. Are you listening to me? If suddenly you have to, that cell has to divide because it's staying healthy, it's doing nutrient absorption and all the other things it needs to, it may live a lot longer than the other person's cells who eat junk all the time. So what ends up happening is that cell structure, if you only have 100 divisions and then you die, we've learned that you can sustain a longer life and have a lower biological age by reducing cellular turnover, by maintaining healthier cells and structures in your body that don't have to be constantly replaced by the body. Think about that for a second. I'll make it simpler this way. If you take a candle and you turn it on top of itself and you light it up, it's a long-lasting candle. It'll last a long time. You flip it sideways, you light both sides of the candle, both sides of the wick. It's not going to burn very long. It'll burn half as long. That's what stress does, and that's what low nutrient density does. It makes that candle burn twice as fast, sometimes three times as fast. That's why when you go to a class reunion, you show up, and there's some people who look great at the age of 35 or 38 or, you know, or 48, and other people look awful. By the time they're in their 30s and 40s, they've really started aging based upon their consumption of junk food, drug use, alcohol use, cigarette, nicotine, all of it. And suddenly you see somebody go to a class reunion. One of them looks like they're 68. One of them looks like they're 38. And you're like, what the heck happened? If you look back at their lifestyle, you start to see what happens in many cases. Plus, there's another factor for this that I can't forget about is based on genetics. A lot of people have genetics with their mom and their dad, and everybody dies in their family around the age of 50. A lot of that's caused by epigenetics and because of lifestyle choices. That doesn't have to be you, but it can be you if you allow yourself to have the same lifestyle that your parents had. It's probably going to be you. So change that lifestyle as young as you possibly can and start eating clean. If you know something makes you feel like garbage, don't eat it. If you know something makes you gain weight, don't eat it. I've got a friend of mine who's gained a bunch of weight, and I told him the other day, I was talking to him, he said, well, I think it's the bread. I'm eating a lot of bread, and I'm under a lot of stress with cortisol. I said, why don't you stop eating the bread? Why don't you reduce the cortisol? Why don't you take cortisol buster? Why don't you do things that you know you can do to correct this? Why don't you monitor your caloric intake? If you want to weigh 180 pounds and you're a guy, you should have about 1,800 calories a day in your diet. If you want to weigh 120 pounds, you should weigh about 1,200 calories a day if you're a lady. If you're a guy at 120 pounds, you probably need to go on a weight gain program. Just saying, unless you're about that tall. Don't get mad. But the thing about this is that if you're going to be an alpha male, you need to be an alpha male. If you're going to work out, you need to work out. If you want to protect your family, you need to be able to protect your family. Just saying. Just not going to go there today. But the scientists now are saying this mystery in these young people dying is can be their biological age. So now we come back to the next step. The COVID vaccine had a proponent to it that basically reduced the body's immune system and downregulated the immune system, which allows turbo cancers and cancers to grow unchecked in the body. That's why it's so important to be on the spike protein survival kit in the event that you took the COVID shot, and also make sure you eat really, really, really clean if you took the COVID, you know, shot. And it doesn't make any difference whether you ate the COVID, took the COVID shot or not. You need to be eating as clean as you possibly can all of the time anyhow. And if you go to a restaurant and you're having problems with your weight and you're having to eat out, why don't you split a meal with your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend? Why don't you just do that? Well, I don't want to do that. Well,
tell them to hold the bread, too. Just tell them always bring bread out at the beginning of the, you know.
That's an Achilles heel for me.
Yeah, it is. Well, they do it on purpose because it fills you up faster.
No, there's a Columbia restaurant, you know, in Celebration in Ybor City. Don't go to Ybor City at night. Don't go there. Don't at all. Yeah, great. Don't go there. Unless you just want to be shot. But you know, the reality is if you just tell them to hold the bread, it's better because they've got the best Cuban bread ever. And it's hard not to eat some. Oh, don't even look at me like that. You know you eat it too. And, you know, I remember I took you guys there when you were kids. You know, Dalton. Remember you and Dalton?
Fire quesadillas, man.
Oh my gosh, and they don't have the quesadillas anymore. But you know, it's just but they really, really, really don't eat the bread. If you go to the Columbia restaurant, do better than I do. Don't
do better than me. Now, the bread's addictive, man. The bread, you know, increases dopamine, serotonin, it's carbohydrate. Feels good. That's why everybody likes it. I mean, people like carbs. Carbs feel good. Carbs are addictive. Sugar's addictive. That's one of the issues why people get so hooked on it. That's why you see people that they're so addicted to sugar, they have almost detoxes when they come off of it. I've seen it before.
They do have detoxes.
Like full detoxes. They're so – granted, you got to eat a lot of sugar to get to that point. But again, you see people that are – going around a scooter, and don't send me letters on this, but you go to Publix or something, you see people going through on a scooter.
Walmart.
I try to actively
avoid Walmart
like the plague. I mean, they're probably average about 500 pounds rolling through a scooter. I mean, they're about as wide as the aisle. You got to like.
Oh, they're not as wide as the aisle, Austin. They're wider than the scooter.
I've seen this before. They're on their scooter, almost as wide as the aisle.
That's okay. Almost.
And they have somebody behind them with a shopping cart, pushing the shopping cart. Filled up to the brim as high as they can. And it's always nothing short of, frozen dinners, ice cream galore, pizzas, sodas. And I'm sitting there going, at any point of time, do those people bother to have some introspection and look at themselves and go, maybe I should just stop eating so much food?
You know, I've talked to people before who have a cart full of junk at the grocery store. It went badly. They don't want to hear it.
$1,000 worth of food. It's all trash.
Well, at Walmart is probably $40 worth of food because they're getting it off of that.
Walmart's even expensive now, man.
The
thing is, with Walmart, though, you get the experience. That's what you're taking away with Walmart.
I call it the spandex experience.
The worst. If you ever wanted to get an experience at Walmart, and I only did it a couple times.
Nighttime.
Oh, yeah. You got to get something at
Friday
Walmart,
night.
11, 12 o'clock,
oh,
Friday
yeah.
night, midnight.
That's it.
You get exposed to the population. It's like, where did they come from?
Cross-section of the population that you never knew existed.
I never knew so many people went out in dirty pajamas.
Yeah, and bedroom slippers.
Golly, dude. You couldn't have put on a pair of pants.
And spandex.
Yeah. So Walmart, you guys know my take on Walmart, obviously. Also, too, this is an interesting article from the FDA. Again, just completely out of control. New study shows that the FDA's accelerated new medicine approval process found that only 40% of the cancer drugs they launched under this program even showed any remote benefit whatsoever. They want to say here that essentially the FDA established an accelerated approval pathway to allow earlier approval of drugs to treat serious conditions such as HIV and cancer, with roughly 85% of those drugs now being approved for cancer through this accelerated approval pathway. The problem with this is now, study carried out showing that the FDA may be approving costly, toxic drugs that do not improve survivability at all. Imagine that. Enforcement of post-marketing studies is therefore a critical importance. Since then, researchers want to determine how the use of this accelerated program has evolved. This led to the latest study, which was just published in the Journal of American Medical Association on April 7th, a couple days ago. The new study focused on 129 cancer drugs that were given accelerated approval between 2013 and 2023. So over the last 10 years, 129 cancer drugs. Among the drugs evaluated were 46 cancer drugs approved, meaning they had 5 years of follow-up research to determine how effective they were. So 46 of these drugs were essentially approved between 2013 and 2017. The study found that of these 46 cancer drugs that were granted accelerated FDA approval over a five-year period, 63% were converted to regular approval, and then 43% of them demonstrated a benefit in trials. However, they found that after five-year follow-up, hardly any of the drugs actually showed any survivability or quality of life after 5 years of being on these drugs, meaning they're all a scam. Again, not to mention, they're cancer drugs, so they're probably unbelievably expensive. They're experimental drugs that they're trying to roll out quickly. All I'm saying is this. Do different research with different topics, with different ailments. I've talked to you guys so many times before about aspects of intravenous vitamin C and turmeric for issues like this that I'm just referring to. Do your own research and get multiple opinions, because in most cases, these pharmaceutical drugs, especially these ones that get accelerated approval, not only do you not know the long-term side effects that may occur, even if you beat the cancer, you don't even know how effective they're going to be to actually treat the cancer, because this is a multi – I think we're pushing the United States now, what – half a trillion. I think we're 550 billion now as far as pharmaceutical sales total. I mean, we consume more drugs than any other country combined in the entire world.
They shall control you through pharmakia.
Yeah, it's insane.
Book of Revelation.
We have the most advanced systems in the entire world. We have some of the smartest, brightest minds from all over the world. Yet we have the sickest population in the entire world. You can't explain that unless you state that it's blatantly intentional with what we've seen for the medical industrial complex and what we've seen now with big agri, with the food and the corn and the GMO and the glyphosate and all these things that are coming together in one giant collection. That's why it's so important to really do the best you can with the quality of food you're eating. Make sure you're trying to keep a lot of these toxins out of your diet the best you can. I get it. Sometimes you got to have the bread from Colombia with some butter on it. You just, you know, sometimes you just got to have the bread from Colombia. I get it. Sometimes you got to have some ice cream. Not giving anybody any judgment on there. What I'm saying is try to stick to the 80-20 rule. 80% clean, 20% not so clean, even though my not so clean is still really clean for a lot of people. But it's all you got to, it's all relative to preference. Just giving you a heads up on that, especially with longevity and overall health.
And make think? Sure that they bring either olive oil or real butter out if you're going to eat bread. Don't be using margarine. A lot of restaurants still don't even have real butter.
No, I can't. I can't believe it's not butter or some whipped stuff over there.
I can't believe I'm dying of heart disease. Yeah. Boy, this should rename that product. I mean, it's awful.
It's hydrogenated oil, man. It's disgusting. It's horrible stuff for you.
Yeah, as you said. Now, there's another article I want to read today. It was the 12 way the Biden handlers, it doesn't say Biden because he does have a handler, are hell-bent on destroying America. I'm going to post it, but I'm not going to cover it today because we are out of time. I'm going to cover that tomorrow. Remind me, Austin, to cover that tomorrow. It's an important one.
Remind you need to cover that tomorrow.
Thanks. I appreciate you reminding me. You guys don't send me emails. I'll be delusional emails about covering this tomorrow. And I agree with some of it, and some of it I don't agree with as far as the interpretation of why. It's overall a really good article, and I really enjoyed reading it. But I'll cover that tomorrow in depth. By the way, I had the opportunity to pray for you this morning. It means the world to me when I get to pray for you. I love you guys so much, and I thank you for supporting Health Masters. I mean, I know you get your vitamins anywhere. You're probably not going to get as good a vitamins as we have anywhere else.
They're not buying from Walmart.
Don't buy it. Stuff's out of China. You don't know what you're getting.
Garbage.
But thank you for supporting and thank you for praying for us. We appreciate the support. We love you guys so very, very much. If it wasn't for you guys supporting us, we'd have to have a commercial every 3 minutes like these other guys do. And you guys
I hate commercials.
3 minutes on, 3 minutes off. 3 minutes on, 3 minutes off. And pretty soon you'd be going, what the heck, Ted? I'm not going to watch your show in 26 minutes if I edit out commercials.
There you go.
We bring you an hour of content every day.
An hour.
Sometimes
straight hour.
Sometimes it's not. And also remember, and on a sober note, please continue to pray for Doug Hagman.
Yes.
Please go to his website. I love you guys so very, very much. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Have a blessed evening.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.